Jeremiah chapter 32. A recent year, I guess, before I came to Bible Way, I did quite a bit of preaching out of Jeremiah chapter 23. But tonight I believe the mail is going to be found in chapter number 32 of the book of Jeremiah. Go back to Jeremiah, I think it's chapter 9. I didn't plan on this, but his plan's better than mine. Jeremiah chapter 9, I want to read a verse here that describes this man of God in a wonderful way. Jeremiah in chapter 9 and verse 1, here's that word, oh, again. You remember when we spent some time in Isaiah chapter 64? Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and come down. In chapter 9 and verse 1, Jeremiah said, oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. I'm reminded of a preacher years ago that was embarrassed by his tears. And I can relate to that sometimes. It just seems like it's uncontrollable. But I can remember a preacher's testimony. I don't remember who the man was. Be glad to tell you if I did. But he asked God to dry up his tears so he could preach. And the Lord granted his request, Brother Wayne. He said, it wasn't long till I found myself begging God to give me my tears back. Amen. I know that it may not be, appropriate in the eyes of the world, or maybe in the eyes of society, but I believe Jeremiah had a burden that was real. Brother Eddie, God deliver us from preachers that preach without a burden. Amen. God deliver us from churches that meet every Sunday and meet every Wednesday without a burden. God deliver us from fathers without a burden for their children and their grandchildren, and mothers without a burden. The Bible did say, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Amen. I believe that I can identify somewhat with Jeremiah, and I hope that you can too. I hope that the Lord, Miss Eve, I was praying for your mommy just a moment ago. Is this thing on, brother? Okay. I was praying for my wife's mother. And I remember a service there in Maryland when the Lord woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning and gave me a message. I had no idea that I'd be preaching that morning. I just went back. I hadn't been saved long. And I went back to a church where it wasn't the church that I attended as a young person and a teenager, but it was a church where a lot of those people had started or went to. I believe they actually started the church. And my Sunday school teacher was in that church. Brother Brian, he was a giant. I mean, his name was Howard Mitchell. And he had a real coarse, deep voice. I can remember like it was yesterday when he said, boys, God's got something to say. Quit your talking. Amen. I mean, he put the fear in you. Amen. And Brother Gary's got a class. That's about the age I was. Amen. I remember that giant standing up in front of me. I thought he was Goliath. Amen. And then my bus driver and his wife, the Whiteleys, Galen. I can't remember his wife's name, but his name was Galen Whiteley. And they were way up in years. Most people that were as old as they were wouldn't have been doing anything, but they were still hauling youngins to church and still loving on youngins. Amen. And I tell you, then they found out that I got saved. It was a blessing to them. And then that pastor asked me to preach that morning. He asked me to give him a testimony. And then when I gave him a testimony, he asked me to preach. And I remember my wife's mother that morning weeping uncontrollably. As she couldn't control herself. She was weeping uncontrollably. I believe that God smote her heart that morning. I'd like to see God do that again with a different result. I'd like to see her, instead of running from Him, run to Him. Amen. I have a precious mother-in-law, and I want to see her saved. Amen. By the grace of God. Jeremiah had that burden. But look at verse number 38, if you will. This is where I was reading this morning. I believe in my daily reading, I was in chapter 32, 33, and 34. And I came down to this verse, and boy, it just kind of got all over me. The Bible said in verse 38, "And they shall be my people, and I will be their God." Well, that's great, isn't it? Amen? But look at the next verse. He said, "And I will give them one heart." You want to pray something for Bible Way Baptist Church? Pray, God, give us one heart. That's what the Bible said there. I will give them. I know this is talking to Israel. And I know where I'm at in the Bible. But I tell you what, I believe that will apply. And I'll show you a New Testament scripture in a minute. And I'll show you several of them that show you that it's not a far reach to apply this, amen, today. Look what the Bible said. I will give them one heart. And one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. How many is concerned about your children? Amen. And your grandchildren. Amen. The Bible said here that I'll give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever. In verse 40, he said, I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good. You know, we think about rejoicing over the Lord. Hey, when's the last time you thought about Him rejoicing over us? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have that ability to cause our Lord to rejoice, amen, in what He sees going on in our families and in the family of God. The Bible said here, yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Let me pray just a minute. Father in heaven, I need Your help. Lord, I pray tonight that You'll just bless our hearts together. Lord, as we look into this passage of Scripture for just a few minutes, I pray, Lord, tonight that You'd make it real to us. Lord, I pray You'd bless Brother Long and Sister Dolores, Lord, and give them a great end of the week, Lord, as we head into the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, into our homecoming service. And I pray, God, for the man of God, Brother Dagenhart, Lord, as he's preaching tonight. I think he said he was over in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. God, I pray You'd bless that church tonight. And God, I pray, Lord, that You'd, Lord, give them, our Lord, that one heart tonight. And God, help them to see You move in their midst. Lord, move in our midst tonight. God, will give You glory for what You do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to look here tonight with me at this, first of all, this little statement, one heart. I'm going to look tonight at three statements in this passage. And the first one being one heart. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 17 for just a moment. And let me read just a few verses of Scripture here in John chapter 17. You may have heard me say this before, and I'll probably say it again. But the model prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name," Jesus has given us a model to model our prayers after in that prayer. But in John chapter 17, our Lord is actually doing the praying. He's actually talking to His Father. If you look at in verse number 1, these words spake Jesus, lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come. glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. But if we look at the text tonight, look in verse number 11 here tonight. The Bible said here, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those that thou hast given me. Notice this little phrase, that they may be one as we are. You say, preacher, I don't understand why Jesus would pray something like that. I do. It was the desire of his heart. I do, because it's not something that's automatic. How many remembers over and over where Paul the apostle would warn the church at Corinth, the church at Thessalonica. He would even warn the young preacher, Timothy. He would warn the church at Philippi. He would warn against sin. Why would a man of God warn the church? Because it's not an automatic thing that the sin's not going to be there. Amen? And so it's not an automatic thing that oneness and that unity is going to be there. So Jesus prays for it. He says that they may be one. Now, if you go over in John chapter number 17, Jesus is still praying. And the Bible said here, as thou hast sent me in verse 18 into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. You remember, if you back up to verse 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Look at verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone. Jesus said, I'm not just praying for the disciples, Lord, but I'm praying for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Jesus is praying for you and I right there. He's praying for us, even in this generation that we live in. The Bible here said in verse 21, listen, he said, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe. Boy, how many'd like for Bloomingdale to believe? Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a big plus if there's unity and if there's harmony. And God said that they might be one. Jeremiah has that promise from the Lord there. He said that they would be one. The Bible said here, he said, I will give them one heart. Amen. We know that we don't have one hairstyle. Right? We know that we don't have one size. Right? Say amen. But you know what we can have? We can have one heart. That's what the Word of God said. Amen. We don't have one age, one hairstyle, or one size, but we can have one heart. He said that they all may be one. As thou, Father, that they also, look at verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and let's see. I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me have I given them, that they may be one. I believe right here this glory is none other than the Spirit of God. How many could say amen right there? In other words, there's only one way for this, what God desires for the church, and that is that the Holy Ghost, amen, that lives in the believer, amen, give us one heart for the glory of God Almighty. I believe that tonight. The Bible said here, you come on down there, it says, the glory which thou gavest me, I've given them, that they may be one. That's why he gave us that glory. So we could be one, even as we are one. Now watch this, in verse 23, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. How many knows this tonight? Listen, I'm not fussing tonight. But how many knows that that word perfect is talking about a maturity? Amen? Now let me ask you something tonight. Has anybody ever been around where there's discord and where there's disharmony? You know what it amounts to? Immaturity. Somebody say amen tonight. Amen? That we haven't grown up in the Lord. Amen? To where we're not standing there and saying, I have to have my way, because before pride cometh before contention. Amen? When somebody says, I got to have my way. No, we don't have to have our way. We got to find His way. That's what it's all about tonight. Amen? Got to find His way. I tell you tonight, what a blessing to know that Jesus, listen, He tells us in Jeremiah, I'm going to give them one heart. But Jesus is praying. for the church, praying for these that would believe on them, on the Lord through these that have already been saved. He said that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory that Thou hast given me, for Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that Thy love, the love wherewith Thou hast loved me, may be in them and I in them. Remember what Jesus said. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one toward another. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that God is just strengthening tonight something that's already begun. And God is saying, hey, I want you to see the importance of it. Amen. I want you to understand. I want you to have one heart. How many remembers what happened before Pentecost? How many remembers what happened? God told them to wait, didn't He? And what did they do? They had a prayer meeting, didn't they? And what did they do? They gathered in the upper room, and the Word of God said this, in one mind and in one accord. Is that not right? Amen. I tell you what I believe with all of my heart. I don't believe God will ever repeat Pentecost. I'm not talking about that. Amen. But I tell you what I do believe. I believe if one mind and one accord brought the presence of God and brought the power of God and brought the blessings of God, that one mind and one accord will still bring the presence of God and still bring, my friend, the blessings from God and still bring the power of God in our midst. Amen. I love it tonight. I love it tonight. The Word of God. Amen. One heart. One heart. Brethren, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. I tell you, I thank the Lord for unity. I really do tonight. I praise Him for it. Amen. And I thank the Lord that Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, I'll give them one heart. Now, let me look at something here with you tonight. Let's look at the second thing tonight. Go back to Jeremiah chapter number 23, please. Or excuse me, chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. The Bible said, I will give them one heart and one way. Wait a minute there. How many knows there's a lot more than one way being promoted today? Amen. But the recipe for revival among God's people, they're not two or three different ways. They're just one way. Just one way. And it begins with one heart. Amen. But notice here, the Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, somebody turn there with me, please, if you'd like to. If not, I'll read it to you. Jeremiah chapter 6, it's a very familiar verse of Scripture. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good, what's that next word? The good way. And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. How many likes it when your soul can rest? Say amen. How many knows what it is for your soul to be uneasy and at unrest? Amen. I like the rest. I like the peace. Don't you? And the Word of God said here, ask for the old path, walk therein, you shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. How many would say with me tonight, Lord, we will walk therein. Would you say with me, Lord, we will walk therein. That's the way we want to find, and that's the way we want to walk in. Amen. I told a man, after I'd been here a little while, I said, brother, I'm nothing, just an old country preacher. He looked at me and he said, Brother Rick, that's what we like. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. The old way will still get it done. Amen. It'll still get it done. Everybody. Going down Carter's Valley the other night, and I told my wife, I said, I think that's one of them contemporary singers. I just remember hearing the name some time ago. I went home, looked it up, and it was, amen. They're going to have that contemporary thing going on. I'm going to tell you something right now. If that's the way you want to go, I done told you before you ever voted around here, amen. You got the wrong man, amen. I tell you, I like the old way, amen.
Brother Fred talking about the choir singing. Yes! Let's let the choir sing Sunday. Have a good time in the Lord. Amen. We don't need the new way. We need the old way. Amen. I like the old way. You know what I'm thrilled about? I'll say this, our young people here tonight, I'd have probably said it if they wasn't here, but I'm thrilled there's a bunch of young people still wants the old way too. Amen. Some of our young people may be because mom and dad makes them come. I'd be a fool not to believe that. Say amen. But I tell you what, thank God there's some young people here that love Jesus and they're here because they want to be here. Amen. And if them others hang around long enough, they might want to be here for it, so we too. Say amen. You say, preacher, why would you make a statement like that? I'll tell you why I make a statement like that. How many of our teenagers over the years, I'm not just talking about Bible way, you go to any church. How many of them get 19 or 20 and go off to college somewhere and are never faithful to the house of God again? You know what that tells me? It wasn't in their heart to start with. But if it's in their heart, amen, then they're going to go on with God, amen. We can be made to do something. But as soon as we get out from under that, we'll do what we want to do. Amen. But I do believe there's some young people here at our church that love the old way. Amen. Want it the old way. Love the old singing. Love the old preaching. Love the old Bible. Amen. Love the Lord with all their heart. Amen. Let me give you something here. Look in Jeremiah chapter 32, 38 here just a minute. Look what the Bible said. And they shall be my people. And I will be their God. Does that ring any New Testament bells for anybody? I'm not going to put anybody on the spot. But does that ring any New Testament bells for anybody? Amen. Turn to the book of Corinthians with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I really didn't think I had a whole lot to say tonight, but it seems like the more I say, the more I got to say. Amen. It's good. It's good. Amen. One heart. God said one heart. One way. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Watch this right here. The Bible said in verse number 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Is everybody listening tonight? The Bible said here, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. Boy, that was good the other night, wasn't it? Brother Frankie preached. Brother, that was good, wasn't it? Brother Frankie come out of idol worship. I mean literal idol worship. He was one of the big dogs in it, amen? One of the leaders. I'm talking about had their little gods that they made, amen? And that man, there's tears running off of his chin. He's burdened for his mama, amen? He's burdened for his family. He wants to see them saved. God saved him out of that junk. And he wants to see his family saved, amen? Notice what the Bible said here. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. How many believes that? As God has said, I will dwell in them, walk in them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Amen. We're not just talking about the Jew over in the book of Jeremiah, but God brings it right over into the New Testament. He grafted us in. He said, I'm going to be their God too. And they're going to be my people. Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. Wherefore? Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now watch this. Before that verse, before verse 17, I'm not going to stretch this out tonight, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe there's something being said right here. I believe there's something being said for the individual that's willing to separate from this world and separate from this world system. And separate from this world style, say amen, and separate to the glory of God. Now, the Bible, a lot of preaching being preached on separation from, but Paul said, I'm separated unto the gospel of Christ. I believe it's just as important that we realize that God don't just want us to separate from that that's evil, but He wants us to separate to that that's good. Amen? Now watch this right here. I want to show you something. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. The Bible said in verse 8:16, I'll dwell in them. I'll walk in them. I'll be their God and they shall be my people. Well, if it didn't get any better than that, I could say amen and live right there. But the Bible said, wherefore come out from among them, be ye separate people, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now watch this. It seems to me like verse number 18 is sweeter than verse number 16. In verse number 18, it says, I'll be a father unto you. Hallelujah! I don't just have a God tonight. I have a Father. Amen. The Bible said whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't get to sit in His lap unless you'll separate from this world. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I'll be a Father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. It just seems like to me, maybe I'm stretching it, but I don't think I am. Amen. I believe it's just a little bit more special for the individual who says, hey, Lord, I love you so much. I'm going to get away from this world. Amen. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to determine, Brother Brian, that I'm not going to be overcharged. I'm going to determine that I don't show 60 hours on Facebook and not even 6 minutes in the Word of God. Amen. I tell you what God's saying. Hey, you want that revival? You want that special relationship? He says, yes, one heart. That's what I'll give you. But there ain't but one way to have it. Amen. I remember years ago, I guess one of the reasons I remember it so well is somebody, it may have been Sister Gladys, gave me she gave me some tapes or CDs of Brother Jack preaching. Amen. Somebody else gave me one and I plugged it in. I think it was you, Brother Gary, and I plugged it in. It didn't have anything written on it. I thought I was going to listen to Brother Jack preaching, and it was me preaching. In 2004, amen. And I made a statement in that message that Brother Rick Brooks years ago, Brother Rick Brooks was in this church years ago, and I was his pastor at Liberty. And Brother Rick told me, he said, a bunch of men were standing around. Brother Jack was off in revival somewhere. And said a bunch of men were standing around after church, and one of the men said, wonder what Brother Jack's preaching on tonight. And one of the men said, sin. I say glory to God for a reputation like that. Amen. I tell you, it's not time to quit preaching on sin. It's time to say, hey, if we want to have one heart, there's only one way. Get away from sin and get to the Savior. Amen. Just one way. Jesus said, I am the way. We like to use that as a salvation verse. But glory to God, Brother Kyle, that's more than a salvation verse. That's a sanctification verse. Amen. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. One heart, one way. Let me show you a couple things here tonight, please. Look at Isaiah chapter 35, verse number 8 with me for just a minute. Man, I'm having a good time. Glory to God. Somebody said, preacher, you act like you're having a good time. I'm not acting. Amen. I am having a good time. I love the Lord tonight. I love my people tonight. I love the Bible tonight. I like it when you're reading your Bible and all of a sudden it's like a train come down boxcar letters. It jumps out. Amen. I told Brother Gary last night I thought I was going to be in Psalm 85 tonight. He mentioned the verse and, well, that's all right for me to think wrong. Say amen. God showed me where to be this morning. Amen. Isaiah here, chapter number 35. Look at verse number 8. The Bible said, and a highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of, somebody tell me that next word, the way of holiness, the way of holiness. You know, let me just say something, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but you know what I believe, Brother Gale? I believe when the Pentecostals come along, it caused a lot of Baptists to hush up. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe with all my heart, we're rejoicing before they ever got here. Say amen. Amen. And I believe you can rejoice without being a Pentecostal. Amen.
Amen.
I really do. I believe Baptists ought to shout about what we have. Say amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Word of God. God give us one heart. God said there's only one way. And He said it's a way of holiness. How many remembers when there was a lot more holiness being preached in the Baptist church? Say amen. That's not a Baptist doctrine. That's a Bible doctrine. Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. You don't have to worry about somebody walking with God bragging on how holy they are. Because you know what I found out, Brother Gale? The closer you get to Him, the more you figure out's wrong in your own life. Amen. Amen. The person that's walking the closest to Jesus tonight in this room don't know it. Because the closer you get to Him, the more you feel like there is a need in your own heart and in your own life. Amen. You beware of those fellas, amen, that'll get out and tell you how holy they are. I didn't come tonight to tell you how holy I am. I come to tell you how holy He is. He's holy. The closer we get to Him, the more that we understand. How in the world, how many believe Paul was a vessel fit, meet for the Master's use? Amen. But he says, if you're talking about sinners, I'm the chief. He says, if you're talking about saints, I'm less than the least of all the saints. How many believe John had a pretty good dose of Jesus? And he wouldn't even mention his own name when he wrote. He'd say that other disciple. Amen. That disciple whom Jesus loved. I believe they knew something about that one way. Amen. I believe they knew something about that one heart. God, give us one heart. You want a prayer for Bible Way Baptist Church? You just pray every day. God, give us one heart. God, give us one heart. God, keep us in that one way. Keep us in that old time way. Amen. You said, preacher, don't you want to see the church full? Sure do. But I'll not compromise to see it full. I tell you that right now. If we don't have that five, amen, we're going to stay in the old way. We're going to stay with the old book. It's still going to be salvation by grace through faith. That not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. You're still going to have to be repentant. You're still going to have to be drawn to the Holy Ghost to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. Sin's still going to be sin. And the Savior is still going to be the Savior. Glory to God. I thought I could slow down and teach a little bit tonight. Man, I appreciate the Lord. I love Him tonight. I appreciate Him. One heart. One way. Look at Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 20 with me for just a minute. Hebrews over there. See, I try to go back and forth because I don't think there's anybody in this building that would do that, but you've got some people say, yeah, that's that Old Testament. I'm going to tell you something right now. That same holy God in that Old Testament is the still holy God in the New Testament. Amen. And what was an abomination in the Old Testament is still an abomination in the New Testament. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 20. Listen to what the Bible said here. The Bible said, by a new and living, look at that word, way. It's a new and a living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil. This is to say, His flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another daily, and even so much the more as you see the day approaching. We're here to encourage one another. Amen. He said, preacher, I thought you wanted the old way. That says something about the new and living way. All that's talking about right there, my friend, is we don't have to bring a bull anymore. We don't have to bring a lamb anymore. Why? Because the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world has made a way behind the veil for you and for me. So we can pray. Amen. So we can bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I like it, don't you? One heart, one way. You say, preacher, what is this? Let me show you something tonight. How many believes that we ought to fear God? Was it Solomon, I believe? Was it in chapter 12 in Ecclesiastes when he said, let us hear the whole conclusion of the matter, that fear God and keep His commandments? Is that close, Brother Grizzle? I don't know if there's more there. Let us fear God and keep His commandments. How many believes want to fear God tonight? Now listen to me. Listen to me carefully. There's some definition in the Word of God what it means to fear God. Amen? Some will say, well, it's just a reverential respect, and it is.
But let me just show you a couple of things in the Word of God tonight. In the Bible. Now look at Psalm chapter 97 for just a moment. Psalm chapter 97. I'll try to wind down here in a minute. Psalm chapter 97. And verse number 10. Listen to this. In Psalm 97 and verse number 10, the Bible said, ye that love the Lord. How many of you love the Lord tonight? Listen to me. You love Him. Amen. He said, ye that love the Lord. Watch what the next two words say. Hate evil. You know what it means to love the Lord? It means to hate evil. Let me just say something to you tonight. Listen to me. I'm trying to help us tonight. But right here's where a lot of times we lose that one heart. We can hate evil as long as it's going on in somebody else's family. But just as it comes to our family, all of a sudden it ain't so bad. Evil's evil. And by the way, you can hate evil and love the person that's doing it all at the same time. That's what Jesus does. He hates sin and loves the sinner all at the same time. Amen? So the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Are we in agreement right there? Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 13. I'm trying to hurry on. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse number 13. Listen to what the Bible said. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Now, a lot of times we don't think about the next word in evil. But the next word in that verse is pride. I thought about this the other day. The middle letter in pride is I. The middle letter in sin is I. And Brother Danny Sykes brought this out the other night over there in the youth meeting. He said there's only one letter difference between the word run and the word ruin. And that's I. I'll ruin us. Somebody say amen right there. In other words, when we're talking about evil, sometimes us good Baptists, all we're thinking about is drunkards and harlots and prostitutes and whoremongers and all that stuff and homosexual. But no, he said pride. It's evil. What did God say? He said, I'll draw nigh to them. How many wants Him to draw nigh? That's what happened in that upper room. I'll draw nigh to them who have a broken and a contrite spirit. Not those who are full of pride. Not those who are arrogant. But those who are saying, Lord, we need You. Lord, we need You. We're nothing without You. He said, the forward mouth do I hate. I just wanted you to see tonight. Let me just read one more verse. I'm talking about one more verse before I go to the last thing. Y'all look so good smiling. Amen. One more verse real quickly. Look at Job chapter 28 and verse 28. Praise the Lord tonight. I'll show you something else God just give me. Job chapter 28. Job chapter 28 and verse number 28. The Bible said, and unto man He said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. How many believes the fear of the Lord is wisdom? And it said, and to depart from evil is understanding. I got a verse list, a list of verses, Brother Gale, that long, right up there. I'm not going to read them all tonight, but every one of them says the same thing. It says, if you fear the Lord, you get away from evil. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying if you're camping out with evil, you really don't fear the Lord. You're fooling yourself. Amen? Because if you fear the Lord, you got to get away from it. Amen? You got to depart from it. You got to. That's what the Bible said over and over and over again. I'll tell you tonight, I believe God wants us to have one heart. I believe God wants us to know there's only one way. Get away from the evil. Let me give you the list of verses real quick. And you can read them after a while. Psalm 34, 14. Psalm 37, 27. Proverbs 3 and 7. Proverbs 13 and 19. Proverbs 16 and 6. And Proverbs 16 and 17. They all say the same thing. To fear God is to get away from that mess. Amen. I believe with all my heart tonight. One way. One heart. It's important to the Lord. That's why I put it there in the Bible. Amen. Now, I want to give you this tonight. There's one purpose.
Look here with me, please. In Jeremiah, I'm not going to stay here long at all. One purpose. He said, for the good of them. How many of you? I love to use Brother Brian and Sister Kim. That's in people that watch after their youngins a little bit. Say amen. You had no to do that. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's enough right there. Amen. How many realize this tonight? That they're doing that for the good of their children. How many of y'all remember being children? How many remembers that you didn't think it was good then? I didn't think it was good. I didn't think it was good at all. I wish, Michael, that my mama would have known that it was a complete myth about waiting 30 minutes before you go back in swimming after you eat. They just brought that out in the news a little while back. Amen. They said there ain't nothing to that. I wish my mama to know that. I like to die waiting on that 30 minutes. Amen. To go back in swimming. Amen. But mama thought she was doing what was best. Mama was going on what she knew. Let me tell you something right now. By the way, they're liable to change that next week. 1 week, Sister Lois, they tell you coffee's bad for you. Next week, they say 4 cups a day. Amen. I'm telling you what's the truth. They don't never know. Amen. But I tell you what, if God says something's bad for us, it's bad for us. And God said, Brother Eddie, something good for us, it's good for us. Amen. It's good for us to draw nigh to God. And so the purpose is, He said, for the good of them. God said, hey, here's why I wrote the verse, for your own good. I want you to have one mind. I want you to have one heart because it's for your own good, Brother James. It's for our own good as a church. Watch this. Not only us. Watch what the Bible said. For the good of them and of their children after them. Right now, I don't know how many, but I'm hearing around the bend. Right now, I believe God, Brother Houston, has given me some of these young people, given me their hearts. To God be the glory. But you know, one conversation at the dinner table, Mom and Dad, can destroy that. One conversation. Say, preacher, I don't understand. One heart. One way. Amen. And I tell you something right now. I believe with all my heart. God said, over there in the book of Hebrews, who's got a Bible with a little bit of print in it? That's one I need right there. Hand that to me, sister. Let me borrow that just a minute. That's one I need. That's better than mine. Amen. I tell you what's the truth. She's got boxcar letters without boxcar letters. Amen. I don't know what I'd call it if God spoke to me out of this Bible. Amen. It's already boxcar letters. Hebrews chapter 13. Turn there just a minute. I can't quote the verse verbatim, so I'll read it. Hebrews chapter number 13. Let me see here. Nobly. Where are we at here? Yeah, I believe it's chapter 13. Okay. I'll find it here in a minute. Look at verse 17. The Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. You remember over there in verse number 7, he said, remember them which have the rule over you, have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. He said, preacher, what's this got to do with one heart and one way? I want to show you something. I want to show you something. The Bible said, they watch for your souls as they must give an account. How many realize this pastor must give an account? I must, Brother Grizz, will give an account. I'll stand before my Lord Jesus Christ. Will that help you to pray for me? God, help him to have the message Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Help him, Lord, to be on target. Help him, God. Give him what we need. But the Bible said he must give an account. Now watch this, that they may do it with joy. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm pastoring this church. With joy. It's unspeakable. It's full of glory. The Bible said that they may do it with joy. Now watch the next words.
and not with grief. You say, preacher, what in the world would cause a pastor to grieve? I'll tell you what. Same thing causes the Holy Ghost to grieve when we don't have one heart. And Brother Mike, when we're not going one way, when we're pulling 90 ways from Sunday, I might be dreaming, but I'd love to pastor till my Lord takes me home with joy. I might be dreaming. If I am, just don't wake me up. Let me dream. Amen. I believe He's still God. I believe there's a bunch of folk around here that want the will of God and the work of God and the Word of God to go forth out of this place. And so tonight, I said, preacher, why did you preach this? I really don't know except to tell you this. He told me to. That's all I got to know. He told me to. Amen. Don't know of anything. I don't even know of the slightest thing. But I tell you what I want to do. I want to magnify one heart and one way. Brother Brian, for the good of us. For the good of our Sunday school. For the good of our families. For the good of our children and grandchildren. One heart. One heart. You want your Bible back, Sister Jean? I believe you're one of them people that'll need it before Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just glad you come tonight. Let's pray. One heart. One way. Amen. God, keep us from the evil. Separate us, Lord, from, but separate us unto. Amen. I tell you tonight, I thank my God that there's one Lord and one faith and one baptism. You won't find any division in the Godhead, Brother Gary. Amen. How many believes his bride ought to just get on in there with him? Say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just glad you come tonight. How many will pray for one heart? One way, amen. Make you a note in your Bible somewhere. Make you a note at the top of your prayer list and pray for one heart. By this shall all men know you're my disciples. If you have love. You know, the love that really counts, the only real love there is, God is love, comes from one heart. God puts that out of one heart into many hearts and causes them to be one people. To the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Amen.